Live. You can take control of the airwaves. We are launching into the second hour of the program. Dial in toll-free and bring up anything, 800-259-9231. The number brought to you by SACL CAI. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark. Visit us on our website, freetalklive.com. You'll find the features there are free, so do enjoy those on us. And freetalklive.com. We go right into your phone calls here. Ladies come first. And then we'll tell you, if we get a chance a little bit later on, about what's going on in Illinois. Apparently, things are not going so well for that state government. First, though, to Mama Allie, calling from Georgia at the Savannah Last Biscuit. Hello, Mama Allie.
Hi, Ian.
Hey there. What's on your mind tonight?
Sweetie, I just wanted to tell you about 5 job positions that are going to be open and thinking. First, I would like to proudly announce the Last Biscuit has decided we will be making Keene, New Hampshire, our next home.
Now, that is awesome, by the way. Mama Allie, let me just bring our listeners up to speed in case they're just tuning in. You're one of my heroes. You have created an agorist business. It's a completely underground business that is awesome down in Savannah, Georgia, where you are opening, you essentially open up 24 hours a day delivery service. You take your home cooking and deliver it across Savannah, and it's amazing food, by the way. I've had some of it because you came up to the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, and I would just like everybody to know we're going to be doing it exactly the same way in Keene that we do in New Hampshire. We're going to be doing $7 hot plates 24/7 delivered for free, just like we do here. We're currently rounding up kitchen equipment and hardworking people who need a job. We have 4 driver positions open. It makes it easier to stay out of jail if you have a license, but you are a free agent responsible for yourself.
I imagine it does.
If you are on time to work with a smile on your face, we don't mind. So we are also choosing 1 cook trainee at a time, and we'll start with the most promising. We'll teach you the trade for free, and when you're trained, we pay you 20% of sales that you make on your shift. And you guys can get a hold of us on Keen Last Biscuit on Facebook if you're interested in any of those positions, and we should be looking to open sometime in August.
I'm going to help you out right now because a lot of people listening are probably closer to Keen and in the Keen area, and I know you made an announcement recently. You're trying to get up some money down in the south right now, so you want some people to move out of the way who are currently on there, and I admit I'm one of the people that needs to get out of the way.
What are you talking about?
Because she's maxed out her Facebook profile. Is that correct?
Oh, yes. Thank you for bringing that up. Yes. Not to be hateful to anybody that is closer to Keene than you are to Savannah, please go on my Keene Last Biscuit site so that I can put some more Savannah locals on my site. Because we do actually take orders through our Facebook.
Yeah, you
can help build up the Keene one.
Right. Just to clarify, Facebook has a maximum of 5,000 friends that someone can have. And so your Facebook profile for Savannah Last Biscuit, when you got involved in the Liberty Movement up here, and I think it was thanks to Taryn Lupo who turned you on from LCL Report.
Yeah.
But when you got involved in this community, it just exploded. At least you probably got hundreds of signups from the folks that you met at Porkfest and that sort of thing.
Yes, and so, we love the support, and we're not. Don't think that I'm not going to be posting the exact same things that I do everywhere. I can post from both walls and everything, and take care of everybody. But I am trying to get those Savannah locals in there so that we can get them.
Absolutely, that makes sense.
When the phone lines are busy or what have you, we still need to be able to get their orders.
Yep.
You know?
So if you're not in Savannah and you still are interested in following the Last Biscuit, go to the Savannah Last Biscuit profile. Remove yourself from that profile and then rejoin under Keene Last Biscuit.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
Very
yes,
good.
Perfect.
And I am so excited. What was it? May I ask you, Mama Allie, what was it about Keene that made you want to come and start this up here? Because I know you want to spread. I know you want it to go all over the place. But why start in Keene?
That's not a very fair question, Ian, because actually you sold my rebel heart when you said you'd go to jail for me if needs be. So that was actually the final straw. But actually, I looked at Manchester. I looked at Grafton. I looked at Keene. We looked at a lot of them. But profile-wise, what we're looking for, I think Keene is our best bet with the college being there and the media being there that we need. to go nationwide like we want to, and with everything involved, I just think Keene was a more well-rounded decision for us.
Fantastic. I figured it might have something to do with the fact that your campsite at the Porcupine Freedom Festival was nestled in between a bunch of Keeniacs, because we had the Keene Camp Zone, which is pretty much right next door to you, where everybody around you was basically from Keene. So I figured it might have been a little bit influential on you meeting all those good folks.
Yeah, we definitely did meet some good people from Keene. We look for some good things in that city. You know, we look to bring some good things to the people. And I'm actually talking to the ice cream guy. We might be able to be delivering banana splits in the middle of the night, too. That would be so awesome. Hot fudge brownie delivery. Have you ever had the munchies and wanted a hot fudge brownie sundae at like 2 a.m.?
Wouldn't it have been
cool if somebody could have delivered that to you?
Now, 24 hours a day. I've got to brag about you here, because you've been doing 24/7 delivery in Savannah now for some like 2 years. I mean, it's just an amazing level of dedication that you have to your craft, and that is putting food in people's bellies, and you do a great job of it.
Yeah.
And go ahead.
You know, that's something else, again, that I'd like to address. I would like people to understand that that is a huge physical and mental thing. And when we come to Keene, it's not that we don't want to be social with all the free people, but if you would limit your interaction or trying to, I will make sure that I answer questions on Free Talk Live whenever possible, but understand that I am still going to be working 24/7. So that I'm not ignoring anybody. I understand everybody's going to have a lot of questions and want to talk to me and things like that. I'm not going to have a lot of time for that. I am going to be building a new store when we get there. So please don't think that I'm being rude. I'm just working, and I'm doing what we got to do to get it set up so you guys can get fed.
Understood.
But I will answer any questions anybody needs on Free Talk Live.
Now, where can people go to learn more about the jobs that are going to be available at Keene Last Biscuit?
You can go to the Keene Last Biscuit on Facebook. Yep.
Okay. Uh-huh. Cool. Anything else you want to share tonight, Mama Allie?
No, baby, I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you coming on here tonight. She is so sweet. 1-800-259-9231. She's Southern all the way through and through, too.
Yeah, those grits that she served with the works or whatever they're called. I can't remember. Loaded grits? I can't remember. But they were the best grits I've ever had, and now, I'm from the South.
Now, there's been some concern, though, and she's already gone, but just maybe you guys can speculate on this. Some concern echoed was voiced last night by somebody who's a New Englander, and he said, you know, he's not interested in the Southern Fair. So he was worried that she's going to have a tough time.
No,
she's not going to have a tough
right.
time.
I disagree.
With the stodgy New England audience.
This is the idea of democracy, as if the one thing if you're right. If I had to pick only one kind of food that would be served in a given town, yeah, up here it would probably be scrod and boiled beets. But, you know, not everybody wants that. Scrod is a fake name for a type of fish. You can look it up. It's hard to explain in a short period of time, and I'm certainly not the historian on this one. But everybody wants something different. There are barbecue joints here. Admittedly, they're not Southern barbecue joints. And mm-hmm. They could probably would be beaten out by a real barbecue joint, in my opinion. But different people want different stuff. That's why they have Chinese food and Japanese food and Thai food and all kinds of things here. Absolutely, of course. They're going to sell fine the Southern food. There's plenty of Southern transplants. Keene is a transplanted town, so there's plenty of people from the South here that would love to get some grits. And
she also does homemade fried chicken. Who's going to turn away from that?
Oh, my God.
Everywhere.
And she's got specials that she does, too, and it's just an amazing thing. And I really hope that it takes off for her up here, because she's right. It's a good place to do it. It's a college town. People are going to be up around the clock. And honestly, most places in this town in Keene, New Hampshire, are not open around the clock.
You know,
if it's 3 in the morning, it's going to be Keene Last Biscuit, and that's pretty much it.
You know, there's a very similar business that was down just in Sarasota, Florida.
Munchies.
Yeah, Munchies 420 Cafe.
Food was terrible.
I disagree entirely. Some of the sandwiches were very, very good. Some of the rest of their menu was really gross. But
it looked gross, too. It was not appetizing in the least.
Oh, you didn't get some of the right sandwiches then.
Some of those mixtures,
some of those combinations that they had were quite good.
But they were open till what, 5 in the
right.
morning, 6 in the morning?
And there's some interesting ideas that they have there, too, you know, for how they structure things and what menu items and whatnot.
We'll come back with more here. You can share your thoughts, 800-259-9231. Plus, Mama Allie's going to be, she's writing a book as we speak to help you learn how to do what she does so you can duplicate what she does where you are, which is also an awesome idea. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Carnation Evaporated Milk, the cooking milk that makes life richer. For rich and creamy recipes, visit us at thecookingmilk.com. We all have our roster of recipes, but eating the same dishes over and over becomes boring. Instead of throwing them out and starting from scratch, play with different ingredients to give new flavor to old standards. Try Thai spices instead of your usual Italian seasonings. That just might do the trick. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at bigheadpress.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride? At less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves if you dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features on the site there for free. So enjoy those, including our news updates. To get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. You'll know it first if you go to news.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up for our email updates or join our Twitter or Facebook and get your updates that way. If you prefer, go to news.freetalklive.com. I just sent out an update, I think it was earlier today, about the brand new satellite delivery system that we have for Free Talk Live. Free-to-air satellite. Free Talk Live is available now across North America. And all you need to do is buy some cheap equipment, hook it up, and you get Free Talk Live whenever it's on the air. And Liberty Radio Network all the at all other times. So LRN.FM is where
some stations use that, what is it, KU band to put programming up, too.
It's true, yeah. So technically radio stations could pull it down from there as well.
Yep.
So 1-800-259-9231. So go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up for that. You know, just as an aside before we continue with the calls here, we just got off the line with Mama Allie from Savannah Last Biscuit. And she is a hero of mine, and I'm not exaggerating on that. I think it's heroic for somebody to run a business without asking permission from the government. And not only that, because there's plenty of people that, you know, sell weed and stuff like that without asking permission from the government. But for somebody to put their business out there and run a business without asking permission from the state.
Try selling weed and advertising.
Yeah, try asking people to spread your business card around if you're a weed dealer and see how that goes for you. But with Savannah Last Biscuit, she wants people to spread the word about her business. It's the word has spread about it. It's pretty popular down there in Savannah, from what I understand. Enough popular enough for her to make a living and support all those employees that she was talking about earlier. So and she's the word spreads about her business so that she is still able to operate her business in defiance of whatever the stupid food regulations and health code laws and business occupancy laws and things like that might be down there, that she continues to operate her business in defiance of all that and has managed to be successful even in the face of police threats, even after the police abducted one of her drivers at one point and interrogated him. She does feed a law firm, apparently, or she feeds her lawyer, and so he helps her out, and I think they've got a pretty good deal. And it's great, man. I mean, it's an incredibly inspirational story. And Brad Jardis, one of the former Law Enforcement Against Prohibition members, former cop, wrote me an email today. He forwarded me something that somebody had sent him, and it was like a private message that someone who had met him at Porkfest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, had sent him, just, you know, a message of appreciation to let him know that that he was appreciated in what he did as far as his activism. And the guy didn't realize at the time when he was meeting Brad that he was meeting Brad Jardis. He just thought he was meeting somebody else that was at the Porkfest. And it was Brad Jardis, this former cop who heroically stood up against the war on drugs. And when he realized that later on, who he'd met, he typed off that email to him and let him know that it was Brad that really influenced his decision to make the move to New Hampshire. It was Brad's courage to stand up for freedom in the position in which he held that encouraged him. So I wonder how many people out there are silently being inspired by the example of Mama Allie, by this incredibly ballsy woman who is just doing what she does. She's doing what she loves. No apologies for it. She just goes out and she does it, and she serves her customers, and she gives them food every single day, day in and day out. And she's talked about it now a number of times on our program. How many people are out there being inspired by that? How many people are out there saying to themselves, wow, if she can do it, I can do it. And I don't have to beg some government bureaucrat's permission to go out and do business. I just think it's incredibly inspirational.
Absolutely.
So, your calls are welcome. Let's go to them. Talk to Lauren, listening in Ohio, to WCER. Hello, Lauren. Lauren?
Yeah.
Ohio. You're on the air.
Hey, I'll tell you what. Yeah, go, Mama! I'll have that 2 in the morning Sunday. You should have seen me when I was pregnant. Hey, and she's doing it just right. And this is what I'm talking about. For people who can't move, you know, everybody's not in a position. The finances are just, you know, not there. A lot of people need their family support, so they want to stick where they are. Here's the thing you can do at home. Pull your children out of these schools. You're talking about half of state budgets. I'm in Ohio. You're talking about a $50-plus billion budget. Half of that is for education. Half of that is for administration. Well, what do they produce in the end that you can sell for a buck? And the answer's not a darn thing. And the kids are coming out. They're illiterate. They can't do math. You're talking remedial math and reading in, you know, some 30 to 50% of the children entering college. So if they didn't learn how to read through 12 years of formal education at $25 billion every other year, why are we doing this to ourselves? You see what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
And the other thing is, with regard to the hemp, we need an American hempire. This is what my big push is. In 1888, you had a presidential election between Garfield and Harrison, and Harrison's platform was protect American corn, hemp, rice, and fruits. That's what ran across the southern states. Okay, basically he was saying we need to produce what we need in our country. We don't need to go beg England for it. We don't need to go beg third parties for it. We don't need to do what they say in order to live. Well, we put ourselves in that position, and the question again is how and why. They used the schools. They taught you have to be in this collective, that in order for you to be safe, everybody's got to be safe. That's just not true. And this is what I'm saying. If we will pull these kids out of school, you need to rescind your signature on your application, because you applied to be a ward. You applied to be the government's baby. When you got a marriage license and you married the state, it's you, your husband, and the state.
That's true.
So that's how come the state says, we're going to say what happens to that kid, because it's a
yep.
product of the marriage where we are party to the contract.
And that's how the state gets to decide what happens in a divorce, because it's, again, party to
correct,
the contract.
But you don't have to go through a bunch of rigmarole. All you have to do is send a note. I'm rescinding my signature on any and all contracts with, you know, fill in the blank. And then pull your child out. Go get a Robinson homeschool curriculum. Go get a Saxon math curriculum. Your children will know more than you do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I learned more homeschooling my children than I learned in 4 years of college.
I bet.
I was a business major. Never learned anything about the Federal Reserve or how finances really worked. I was a pharmaceutical rep. Never learned about how the body really worked and how drugs were really poison. The whole point is, in this formal centralized system, that's how they're getting their job done. We don't need to all move one place or rebel against anybody. We just need to quietly walk away. Take your children away. That's
well, you don't need to move to one place, but it sure does help. I can tell you that. Thank you, Lauren. Good suggestions. Appreciate it.
Yep. 800-259-9231.
It's funny. I was just running through my head like the checklist of what a liberal might say in hearing about a business like Mama Ali is like thinking like, well, how are her employees aren't insured and they're not paying into Social Security and, oh, what if somebody gets sick, you know, and there's no inspections and there's no health. And it's just to think about all the different answers to all those things is like, well, okay, that's not being prevented. None of that stuff is actually prevented in the way the system works now. It's just the laws are all punitive. It's all after the fact.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's an illusion of protection.
It's totally an illusion.
The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. You're welcome to chime in. Your thoughts are welcome on whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. I'm not sure when we're going to lose you tonight here, Johnson.
Right.
Maybe right now?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I might stick around for
another stick around. All right. 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct. Wholesale pricing.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment.
Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Tonight, it is Ian with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
All right, so 800-259-9231. We were just talking with Lauren a moment ago. Good suggestions. She's called in before with that suggestion, but it's always good to hear it again. To get your kids the heck out of those government schools.
Sure.
If they're in there, why are they there? Do whatever you can to remove them, whether it's allowing them to unschool themselves and educate themselves at home, or you leading the curriculum, or even the I think probably the worst choice would be private school, but it's still better than going to the government schools. So get them out of there as soon as you possibly can. But better than that, get them up here to New Hampshire where they could be with other where you could hang out with other families who are of a like mindset. We've got the new families group that started up here in the Cheshire County region of New Hampshire, and there are other families all across the entire state. More families are moving up here over time, and I understand that a lot of people want to stay where they are. It's comfy, it's easy. You've got your job, you've got your career and your family and extended family and friends, and it can be difficult to move away. But I can tell you, for me, it was the right thing to do, and for a lot of other folks, it's also been a great choice. Johnson, you're not quite here yet, but you'd
not
like
quite.
To be.
Yep.
That's why you're here 2 weekends in a row.
Right. It's not the Free State Project isn't about getting freedom for yourself, although you'll get more freedom just by moving to New Hampshire. And over time, it seems to me that more freedom will be created. That's my experience. But, I mean, if you want more freedom for yourself, well, sell all your belongings, buy a sailboat, and move your family out onto the open seas. You'll be free out there. The government won't bother you out there, likely. But if what you want to do is make a difference, the Free State Project is about making a difference in the area of liberty here in the United States.
I think it's about making a difference in the area of liberty for the world, actually. Liberty here in New Hampshire, what will come, will be a beacon of liberty for the entire world. And as people begin coming here, it'll encourage others to get active where they are. And we're starting to see that where people are saying, well, we should have a free state project in all 50 states. Well, they've been trying that for
right.
decades.
It's we have had a free state project in all 50 states, and we have the results of that already.
Right. So head on over to freestateproject.org to learn more about what we're talking about, what we've come up here for. This is why we moved from Florida to New Hampshire. Freestateproject.org is where you can learn more, get signed up, and join the fun, because it is an absolute blast. All right, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're talking about, are going to talk about a reason to leave Illinois. And if you didn't have enough already, if you already live in Illinois, you probably know how bad it is. But if you're not living in Illinois, you may not really realize. You may not really have the full understanding. And I certainly don't. I don't live there. But I get a little bit of it from stories and from people that call in of just how horrible of a place Illinois is to live. As far as the state is concerned, I'm sure there's some very beautiful places, some physically beautiful places, and every place has nice people. But Illinois has a real statism problem. It's one of the most unfree places as far as guns are concerned. It's a very highly taxed place. And despite all of the taxes, they aren't able to pay their bills. According to the New York Times, even by the standards of this deficit-ridden state, Illinois' comptroller Daniel Hines faces an ugly balance sheet. Precisely how ugly becomes clear when he beckons you into his office to examine his daily briefing memo. He picks the papers off his desk and points to a figure in red. $5.01 billion.
Whoa.
That's what the state owes right now to schools, rehabilitation centers, child care, the state university, and it's getting worse every single day, he says in his downtown office. Hines shakes his head, saying, this is not some esoteric budget issue. We're not paying bills for absolutely essential services. That is obscene, he says. For the last few years, California stood more or less unchallenged as a symbol of the fiscal collapse of states during the recession. And that's true. And what did we say about California at that time? We said it was going to lead the way. We said that there were going to be others that followed, that California, what you see happening in California is going to spread. That California was looking...
It's going to happen in California, yeah. Illinois, New York, New Jersey. I mean, you pick your liberal big government state, and those are going to be the first ones. After that, it's going to be the conservative big government states yep. that are going to follow it.
Because they're all the same. It's just slightly different degrees in how severe their problems are.
Well, the conservatives tend to focus their money on things that actually make some money back, like, you know, the drug war. If you dump $1 billion in, you might get your $200 million back out of people as far as fines and
still, it's a big loser over time. And now Illinois has shouldered to the fore as its dysfunctional political class refuses to pay the state's bills and refuses to take the painful steps, that is, cuts and tax increases, to close a deficit of at least $12 billion, equal to nearly half of the state's budget. Then there's the spectacularly mismanaged pension system, which is at least 50% underfunded, and analysts warn could push Illinois into insolvency if the economy fails to pick up. States cannot go bankrupt, technically, but signs of fiscal crack-up are easy to see. Legislators, right, because you and I, we'd be bankrupt a long time ago compared to what the state is allowed to get away with. Legislators left the Capitol this month without deciding.
Right, and this is one of the problems of not letting states go, them not being able to go bankrupt, is in fact that they just run up these in tremendous debts.
Yep.
The people that, the politicians say to themselves, well, it's not like we can go bankrupt.
Right, and it's not
spend.
It's not like you can avoid dealing with them because they're going to force themselves on you. It's not like you can just say, well, no, you know what, you guys are in a really bad financial shape. I don't think I want to do business with you anymore. No, they're going to take what they want from you. Anyway, the legislators left the Capitol this month without deciding how to pay 26% of the state budget. So normally when you hear a lot of the bitching and moaning coming out of the state governments, it's about, well, how are we going to make the budget? And they spend a lot of time arguing over what should be put where in the budget and this and that. Illinois, they just said, F it.
We're going home.
Yeah, we can't figure out. We've only figured out how to pay 74% of this. The 26%, screw it. The governor proposes to borrow $3.5 billion to cover a year's worth of pension payments, a step that would cost about $1 billion in interest. You know, if they don't make those pension payments, they are going to be in some really hot water. Like, I don't care if they don't make the pension payments because it's just going to former bureaucrats. But those former bureaucrats are really going to be upset if they don't get their money.
Yeah. That's hot water there.
So they're more interested in paying
the
pension.
Like, but what's going to happen? If they're upset, what are they going to do? What are these former bureaucrats going to do?
That's a good question.
They're going to raise a ruckus.
Stop paying taxes?
Their unions are going to go to the state government. Obviously they have a lot of pull with the politicians. I don't know what's going to happen, but it isn't going to be good. But I just don't know. What are they going to manage to do? If that money isn't there, it's not there. You threw your lot in with an organization that has no culpability when it comes to finances.
Yeah, that's just it. You're right. When the state makes a promise, it doesn't have to keep it because there's no liability for the state government.
Right. There was this big bully on the bus when I was growing up, and I fell for his trick a couple of times. He had this Roger Staubach baseball or football card that I wanted, and one time he got a bag of chips from me for it, and then he didn't give it to me. He said it's not worth a bag of chips, and he just kept it. So he lied to me. He got the bag of chips, and then the next day or the day after, I fell for it again. Essentially, I gave him a Hot Wheels car for it, and he still didn't give it to me. What was I gonna do about it?
Right.
Was I going to punch this kid who's three grades bigger? I mean, just a giant farmer of a kid. Was I going to punch him in his nose? I'd have been killed.
Or in this case, you could sue, but it's their system. You're suing them within their system. And if they don't have the money to pay you, what are you going to do? You can't get blood from a stone.
Well, here's the other question. They said that they're stopping or in some cases stopping providing the basic services. What happens?
No, they just haven't paid for those services yet. They're still being provided, but they just can't pay for them.
Right, but what happens when when people that aren't getting paid stop providing those services? You know, what happens when they just stop maintaining roads and the police just stop coming out and the fire service just lets things burn? Hey, Chicago Fire, okay, so, you know.
Well, they shouldn't do that. They're public servants. They should be out there serving for free. Yeah, I don't know,
Johnson. Happen.
No, that's a great question.
When do people wake up? Is that what it takes for people to wake up?
I don't know. I don't know how they're going to play this out, because if they can't pay their bills, people are going to be upset. You're heading out, Johnson.
Yeah,
Johnson's going.
I'm out on a high note.
He's got to go back to Connecticut. And when are you coming back to New Hampshire, man?
As soon as possible.
Right. See you back soon. Thanks for being on the show tonight here. 800-259-9231. More about what's going on in Illinois, because this could be coming to a state near you. More coming up, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizedDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizedDC.org.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. 5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at kerostove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at kerostove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to kerostove.com. Caro Stove, for family emergency solutions.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in via the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. Hey, if you enjoyed this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money and reinvest it into the show and get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. And you get perks. You get access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only podcast, forum, get all the details. Get signed up. Major credit cards accepted. PayPal, alternative options also available. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. And you know, Mark, we just keep meeting the AMP goals early. One of the AMP goals, when we got to $7,500 a month, we were going to launch a satellite channel. We're not even at $4,000 a month.
And well, we've got our goals, and we're beating them. Yeah, and,
we already launched the satellite channel. So we did that last week. We've been on KU Band Satellite now for almost a week. We started on Thursday. I guess half a week. We started on the 1st. So whenever I get the ability to meet one of those goals, I'll just do it. I'm not holding out until we get there, but... So anyway, go head on over to amp.freetalklive.com, which means I need to rework the goals or something like that. In fact, I think I'm just going to kind of rework the AMP program, turn it into kind of an AMP program for both Free Talk Live and the Liberty Radio Network. That way people can support both Free Talk Live.
They're together at the same thing anyway. I mean,
but that way they'll also be explicitly supporting all the other great programming that that we put out over at LRN.FM. Other folks like Gardner Goldsmith, who unfortunately couldn't be with us tonight, and Stefan Molyneux and those folks. So. Head on over to sat.lrn.fm if you want to learn more about how to pick us up on satellite. 800-259-9231 as we continue here. Mark, you just distracted me so much during the break.
I have a question, sort of a philosophical question, and this occurred for me basically over the weekend, although it's been kind of popping up.
We got the Illinois thing to continue, but anyway, go ahead.
Do we? So I guess I have this question. It's going on in my town, and there's this gentleman who... apparently is running a farm, and you know, it's kind of a low-level farm, and he's running it on what they call recreational property, which means that I think essentially you're not allowed to live on it. I don't know whether you're allowed to have animals on recreational property or not, according to the rules, but it's causing a bit of a tizzy. And to some extent, he's got it's his practices. The other because I don't think it would have really been called into question him violating whatever zoning rules there are. If it hadn't have been about how he's this one particular issue. So there's some kind of spring, creek, brook. I don't know what you want to call it. I get the impression it is a year-round flowing body of water, but not large. So we're not going to call it a river.
Mm-hmm.
And he has dammed it up somehow, and then it, you know, flows over the dam and continues down. It previously had not been, but he's dammed it up as a pool for the animals to eat in and or drink in, and you know, they, because they go in there and drink, they do all kinds of other things in it. So they've contaminated,
like,
what's that?
Like poop.
Yeah, they contaminate the water.
Yeah.
And the people who are downstream of him have complained. And I guess I'm trying to figure out, first off, who's going to drink water out of a flowing brook?
Without filtering it first?
Yeah, it seems like a really bad idea. You get this disease.
There's dirt called, in there.
It's not just dirt. It's it's the other stuff, the Giardia, which is stuff that comes from animal feces.
Yeah.
Just because there aren't cows upstream from you doesn't mean that there's not some other animal that has gone upstream. This Giardia is also known, I guess, as beaver fever. You know,
fish poop and, you know, water.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be a problem with fish there or fish poop. But
the water comes from somewhere, right?
It does come from somewhere, but the fish aren't there. But there's all kinds of animals uphill from wherever you are.
Right, whatever. Just because this one guy has animals on his property doesn't mean there's not a bear upstream from there or something like that, or a moose.
Sure. So I mean,
or a duck or whatever.
And I guess I'm just kind of confused.
Sounds like they're picking on him. That's all.
They are certainly picking on him, but they're finding this one particular activity of his that I kind of find, you know, not okay. He's taken the body of water, he's dammed it up, and then it's coming back down sort of, you know, contaminated, certainly with a lot more animal feces in it than it would previously.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you would agree that if I lived upstream from you and I decided to dump my sewage or something into the stream, that would be, you know, that wouldn't be cool. Right?
I would agree with you. Yeah,
that's not cool. Okay.
But who cares if a duck is in the water, or a few ducks, or a beaver, or whatever?
I get the impression this. Well, I think we're talking about cows, goats. Cows and goats. I mean, you're talking about when a cow goes poo in the water. It's gonna be. It's a lot. And when you're talking about a great deal, several cows going poo in the water, you're talking about, you know, mucky, gross water.
Does a cow normally go to the bathroom in the water?
I don't know what they're doing up there.
Right.
I'm imagining what's going on up there, and I'm trying to find philosophically, you know, where it seems to me that it's okay for my dog. Like, I have a dog, and I suppose she runs out and goes, for whatever reason, decides that that's a good place to go in the creek. You know, one dog, one time, what's the big deal? It's how many dogs do you have, and if you teach them all to go in the water, because I imagine these grazing animals are more likely to stand in the water and drink and, you know, then do what they do than, you know, a dog would. I'm just trying to figure it out. You know, where's the line of acceptable versus unacceptable? And
you feel like this is unacceptable? What's your initial response to this?
I guess my response is that you probably shouldn't be. That these people bought their land with the expectation that this river would be somewhat, this creek would be somewhat clean of poo. And if you double the amount of poo in it, that'd be one thing. But if you're multiplying it by 20 times, it feels like that's another thing.
I don't know, man. I don't think that.
And to me, that's an issue that should be handled in court with some kind of dispute resolution organization.
Ideally, that would be right. For some sort of private arbitrator to make a decision on this. And if I were the arbitrator, I would tell those people downstream, tough S. I mean, he's not polluting the river. It's just some animals taking a dump. I mean, that's natural.
But if you're keeping the animals domesticated, it's not natural anymore.
Right, but he's on it's a farm. I mean, does that mean they're domesticated because they're on a farm? I don't know.
Yes. They are domesticated animals, and they're on a farm. So what happens if you're keeping wild animals in cages? They're still, you know, I don't think that matters, this term domesticated. You're getting slippery now.
I just don't see what the issue is. I mean, it's just a stream. What's the big deal? Things are going to go poo in the stream, and other things are going to pollute that stream. Unless you're at the source of the actual stream, unless, like, you're at the spring coming from the earth, I don't think you can expect to have clean water running through your property.
Yeah, I don't either. It seems to me you're crazy if you drink this stuff, but I'm just wondering, it's clearly is an increase in the amount of animal matter in the stream is going to cause the plants along the side of the stream is going to change. Wouldn't you agree that the
yeah, it'd probably be healthier.
Maybe it'll be different types, you know, it's going to change that. I don't know. I just, it seems like he is unwittingly altering their property, and it doesn't seem like he should be doing that, you know?
Yeah, I see where you're coming from there, and I'd like to hear what you think. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line.
These problems among neighbors are always difficult, because I'm sure these people upstream have their what they consider to be good arguments. For one thing, he's got a couple of dogs that he lets run free. But as far as I'm concerned, that's something that can be handled between neighbors. You know, hey, your dogs are coming to my property and they're scaring me. And if they come again, I'm going to shoot them.
Right.
Like, there's an easy solution.
You also live out in the woods, and there are a lot of cow fields around there, and it stinks. You've got that kind of stinky farm smell.
There are some dairies
in the
general vicinity.
So if you're going to move out into the woods, I mean, you kind of expect to smell poop all the time. What the hell's a big deal if something's floating through your stream? What's the big deal?
It doesn't smell that way in every place, especially not there.
Not every place.
Where this is, there is no dairy nearby.
If the wind blows in the right direction, you're going to be able to
smell. I've never smelled it at my house. I don't mind the smell. I like driving through a dairy farm. I feel like it's the smell of America being productive, as far as I'm concerned. What I find is insulting and disgusting city people talking about, oh, it stinks out here. Where do you think your meat and milk comes from? I mean, it's sad,
hey, man,
to me.
I like the meat. I don't like the slaughtering process. I mean, there's some things I like, some things I don't. So anyway, there you go. We'd love to hear your thoughts, though. I mean, how do you feel? Is it pollution to have an animal take a pee in the stream above, you know, upstream from where you live? Or to have multiple animals? At what point do you draw the line? Is it all right for one animal to have two dogs and have them pee in the stream? Although, I don't know. Do dogs normally pee in streams?
My dog doesn't go anywhere near the stream when she decides to use the bathroom. She's got a little special spot that she likes to frequent.
So presuming you've got animals, a handful of animals that are utilizing the stream for restroom purposes, and then you double that, what's the problem? Was there a problem in the first place? Is there a certain poo per, parts per million percentage that is...
It seems to me like there is. Like there's some point.
Right. Obviously, if you've got a whole stream of sludge flowing into your property, there's a problem there. I mean, if it's more poo than it is stream, I think you might have an issue. But I'd love to hear from you. Do you live out in the woods? Have you ever had to deal with something like this? Your thoughts. What are your initial reactions when you hear this? 800-259-9231.
Because I'm thinking about offering this guy a certain level of support, and I want to sort of be clear philosophically before I go out there.
I got you. See if you can help Mark out. 800-259-9231. We will continue the disaster story coming out of Illinois here as well in Hour 3. You can bring up anything else. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumaThinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumaThinPlus.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.